It's all reliable, that's for sure.
All right.
Mana, mana.
Oh, I need a get a line up here. Line them up. It's gotta be.
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Watch the table noise.
Table, mind the table, mind the table.
Mind the table.
Mind the table, mind the table.
Oh, what? So
you're saying there's a chance?
Yes.
No.
One in a million? Yes, fine. One in a million.
You're saying there's a chance.
Are you playing the music live tonight, or is it post-production?
Well, we can try.
Come on.
Live? Let's
do it, Maggie.
Let's take a look at that.
Mana, mana.
Well, if you are, I'm going to say the name first, and then something after that.
So okay.
Don't be too itchy on the trigger.
All right, I'll watch my finger.
Watch your mana, mana.
Mm-hmm. I fear mana.
All right.
That was how my way of letting you know I'm eating a cracker, right?
All
right.
Good. Good job.
I think he's ready for you to start it.
I noticed that as soon as I took a bite of that cracker. And he's got
no, it must have happened right now.
Extremely
I can't
silent.
Wait 5 seconds for a cracker to be eaten.
Welcome to the perfect pour, where the beers are made up and the opinions don't matter. Want to do it again?
No.
No.
Yes.
No. What the fuck? Now I've got the wheel of death happening.
Shut down.
Manamana.
We'll just forget that. I'll just put that in post. Well, uh oh. No. Never mind. Welcome to nothing. Damn it. Bored.
Bored. The board is bored.
The board is bored with this show.
The board is so bored. I will eat another cracker.
Uh oh. More cracker.
Cracker, please.
Hello.
Cracker,
hello.
Please.
Ow, ow, ow. It's like a walking taco. Ow, ow, ow. Is it? Oh, it's back. Back.
Well.
Table noise.
No, there was something else in there. There was another voice. I swear I heard like way, way back there. There was like a, like, it was picking up a frequency or something.
Mana, mana. Like that?
Maybe.
It's going to be stuck in my head all night.
Yeah, way to go.
You're welcome.
Ooh, cookie cheeky.
All right. From the top?
Sure.
Welcome to the perfect pour, where the beers are made up and the opinions don't matter.
Well, that's just not going to work, so.
All right.
Hey, it's the perfect pour! Never mind.
Yeah.
It's a craft beer show.
Sort of.
We do it in one take, damn it.
All the time.
That's right. I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we are here to geek out about craft beer.
In front of like we always do.
On a weekly basis, every Friday, we geek out about craft beer and drink craft beer and dream of craft beer. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. So get ready, get set for some major beering. And what we do before we start recording, we tailgate for the podcast. We drink beer is what we do. That's what you do in the tailgate. Non-football people. What? You go, you show up to a game a couple hours before, you start drinking beer out in the parking lot. Well, we do that for the show. And what we are drinking for this episode, 122, Track 7, Knuckin' Futs. It's a Imperial Peanut Butter Chocolate Cream Ale. I didn't even get that. I wasn't even thinking about the chocolate in there. You guys had any opinion on that? You remember it?
I would put this
Sacramento's Track 7.
This would be above Belgian Beaver, but below Carl Strauss.
Whoa. All right. Right in there in that peanut butter cup.
Yeah. Because there's apparently enough peanut butter porters to prepare to now.
It's the hot thing. It's the season. Did you even have... You had some, huh?
I did.
Yeah. Didn't even have to force you. I think maybe you didn't know what you're having, and then you had it. You're like, shit.
Oh, damn it.
I heard...
Is this Nutella?
I heard a lot of opinions about the peanut butter in Track 7 versus the peanut butter used in the other two aforementioned beers.
Skippy.
And so...
I don't know.
I saw the correlation. The peanut butter tasted different in this one than the others. I still can't tell you which beer is better than the other. It's still putting peanut butter in a beer.
Which you're not the biggest fan of.
Rather have it than pumpkin.
I liked it. Knuckin' Futs. I think it's up there Futs. With the... I mean, yeah, but the it's hard for it to beat the Carl Strauss peanut butter cup.
So far, seems to be. This is a little easier drinking, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you want that hardcore peanut butter, you might as well just go Carl Strauss.
Carl Strauss.
But this is good.
We also had a Mammoth Brewing 395 IPA. Mammoth is in the Sierra Nevadas of California. Mammoth, California, on the eastern side of the Sierras. Basically, almost directly east of Fresno, but just on the other side of the Sierras. Well, which, if there was no mountains, it would take us 20 minutes to get there. But since there are mountains, it takes us 5 hours to get there.
Nice.
And now that there's snow, we're closed off from them. Pass is gone. We'd have to go down through Bakersfield, which nobody wants to do that. Come on. Bakersfield.
Who goes to Bakersfield?
Nobody does that.
That's lame.
The 395 IPA.
We'll get some Panda Express.
It's a weird one. Weird one.
That was a weird one.
Had like juniper and what else in it?
Snozzberries.
Snozzberries. Just weird mountain stuff.
Potpourri.
Sage. Sage. It was a sage. It made it super weird, man. I hadn't had this in a couple of years, and I remember not liking it before, but not liking it for different reasons.
Now you remembered why.
Now I know why. Maybe now I have a slightly more educated palate or something. But it's just, I mean, I think
people
would like it, but... I don't know if I was liking it.
Would you say you're more of a parsley, sage, and thyme person?
Wow.
I guess so. I don't know. What were you guys thinking about that,
Matt? Dumped it.
Dumped it. Easy, bro.
It was drinkable.
Drinkable. It's different, at least.
It wasn't over-the-top soapy or a potpourri, so it was drinkable. But... Yeah. Different in color and taste than most IPAs in California.
Huh. Right, I have to respect it for that. And I think somebody from that's not all about California IPAs would probably dig it a lot more. Somebody in Portland, I'll bet, would love Mammoth 395 IPA. Felt very Portlandy to me. We also had Central Waters from our cache from Beer with Friends podcast sent us the Bourbon Barrel Scotch Ale, Brewer's Reserve from Central Waters.
If it's not Scotch, it's crap.
It's crap.
I think Central Waters is a Wisconsin brewer.
It's a W-I.
This is a little bit more in your guys' neck of the woods than mine for sure. What did you guys think of that Scotch Ale? Still a little bit there breathing.
Who is it? Let's let the tannins settle.
Let the tannins settle.
Scotch ales are kind of just malty. They're not really known to have too many different flavors. So that style of beer, to me, you get a lot of the barrel or barrel aging processed flavors out of. And it was enjoyable. Mm-hmm. So it's just...
Nick, do you like it?
I also am going to go with enjoyable as the key describing term on this beer.
Mm.
A little sweeter than I anticipated. I think I was looking for more of a dry whiskey burn to it. But, I mean, nonetheless, it's got everything you want to get you there. You know, nice bourbon flavor, nice alcohol content. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't dig on the bourbon flavor. So, I mean, I drank it fine.
I hate the fact that they make you describe the barrel on there and the fact that it's been previously used before. So, you know, the label says used bourbon barrel. It makes it sound like it aged in like that water that collects inside of a tire after it's rained out in your backyard.
See, I never thought of it that way before. Like, now I will.
Yeah, that's what you, I mean, they could have got creative with their description of used, a previously dispensed bourbon barrel.
Something a little more appetizing sounding.
Yeah.
And we also from... our listener, Scotty B. Scotty B. dropped off a couple of homemade beer.
Homemade
beer. Why don't they just call it homemade beer instead of, you know, come on. Homemade beer. That's what it is.
Yeah. Hey, let's.
We're changing it.
Yeah.
It's now all you homebrewers, it's called homemade beer from scratch. Beer from scratch.
Artisan beer.
Artisan beer.
It's artisan.
Scotty B brewed a couple of different things he dropped off for the show. One of them we had, which was a... I'm trying to rack my brain now. Cider. Help. Help. Apple I need help. Cider. Oh, apple cider. Thank you.
I give zero fucks. If you're stumbling, let you fall.
I'm just gonna go on my phone and look around. No, it was an apple cider, and actually, I mean, not a fan of the genre, but yeah, it was quite tasty, and it was more apple juice than I would say more apple juice than most ciders are, which I liked.
Makes me want some breakfast.
Would be a great breakfast beer. Perfect. Breakfast beer. Scotty B knows how to brew. Like, whatever. I mean, last week we had his malt liquor, which sounds insane, but it was still fun to drink. Like, whatever genre, whatever style Scotty B tries, it's still good. Even though his styles may be weird, it's still good. Damn it,
definitely
still
drinkable.
God. Damn it, Scotty B. And one more tailgating beer before we catch up to real time here. From Pipeworks Brewing, another beer we got from the Beer with Friends podcast, Sherbet Imperial IPA brewed with honey and mango puree. And it's got an awesome, it's got a unicorn that's been partying all night, and he's got a couple X's in his eyes. He's puking a rainbow with stars, and he's in an alley.
This makes me think of the scene in Pulp Fiction with Uma Thurman. She's sitting there going, God damn.
God damn.
That's how good this beer is.
It was a good beer, damn it. That mango was working. I'm officially like mango in my IPA.
Uh-oh. This is the one that pushed you over the edge, huh?
Yeah. Well, we had that one from Clown Shoes that we really liked.
Kolsch.
And, Sam, never mind. Well, I officially like mango in my beer then.
Mango is okay to be in beer.
Yep.
Mango is okay.
Mike C, 2015.
So now you're all cut up. That's what we've been drinking. Now, we don't have a new beer to open up, so we're just going to go into culture.
Are we now?
Craft culture. What the hell's going on out there?
People like beer.
I heard a rumor.
That people like beer, and craft beer is a thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I heard a rumor. I heard a rumor that Noble is coming.
I have seen Noble Ale Works, the California IPA, pop up in town. I was hoping to get it before for the show this week, and I wasn't able to acquire it. But I have seen it pop up, and I'm wondering if that does that mean Noble, like it's going to be full slate Noble, or is that just a one time because that California IPA thing? What's the words?
I don't know if that was a best friend deal, but I'm hearing outside of that could be the next thing.
That I Love It IPA that's going around right now from Noble, California IPA, and I've seen it pop up in town. It looked like it was illegal. It was legally popping up. I don't know. And that was one of the ones we were throwing around as our brewery to start going after to get into Fresno, and that's man, things happen fast. So I think it is because I asked at Fig, I asked him about Noble, and he says he thinks he's getting it. So
mm-hmm.
I think maybe it's going to be in town. Noble,
woo woo,
be sipping on Big Wig in no time.
Huge,
that's huge.
That's huge. I'm going to get Noble Ale Works for Fresno. That is one of the things I'm running on.
Is that your campaign?
That's my campaign.
Campaign.
Huh? Huh? What? What else? What else?
I don't know.
What else, Nick?
So I started officially binge watching Portlandia.
And it's amazing.
Nice. Eagerly looking for a beer reference, and there has not been any beer reference.
I'm telling you, dude.
There's an episode.
Okay.
What?
I'm sure I'll get to it. The only thing that's I've seen been so aired? Far is they're doing a river float, and
yeah,
and there's but there it's not even about the main characters; it's about bystanders getting in the way of something.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like a guy had a keg floating in a donut. And that was the only beer reference I've seen so far. I'm severely disappointed, is what I'm getting.
It's a good TV show, though.
It is a great show.
Well, I'm waiting. Yeah, it's just still waiting but for them.
They hit on every
everything Portland
nuance
for
about Portland. Yeah,
beer is like one of the most preeminent
coffee shops,
things.
Bikes, bookstores.
They just, I think, Carrie and I think they're just not beer people, so they just don't. It doesn't come in.
They drive a different Subaru every episode.
they had Amy Mann as their housekeeper.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is it? Sarah McLachlan shows up too. She's the yard landscaper.
Yeah.
Olivia so Wilde's in there.
Later. Oh, okay. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Yep. Ooh, then Mr. Wild. Mayor is pretty fucking hilarious.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mayor.
Oh, it's Kyle McLachlan.
Yeah. Yeah. Kyle McLachlan. He's perfect. Yeah. He's in a lot of
them. I want you guys to make a baseball team. Sure.
Come on, Portlandia. This season's coming out, and I think the end of January, new season nice. Starts.
Okay,
let's see it.
Catch up.
All I've seen is a Spike. One of the Spike scenes, he's in a brewery having a beer.
Oh,
he's in a tap
okay.
room having a beer. But so it's not is. Like, but it's not, you know, there's nothing. It's just that's where he happened to be.
Yeah.
And he's just doing Spike stuff. It's
does
nothing
he proclaim
to do with
craft
the beer.
Beer's over?
No, he doesn't even know. Yeah, he does do that. Over.
Oh, it's over.
It's over.
Oh, it's so over.
But no, that, yeah, we're waiting for it. That's a look. That's like we're trying to get breweries to come into Fresno. Like Modern Times kind of, we're also trying to get the Portlandia to do some sort of craft beer.
They have to.
Sketch.
How could they not do
God
a craft beer?
Damn it, guys.
Reference.
Come on.
Deschutes just needs to sponsor an episode.
And then they'll do it. Or Rogue, man. Come
oh,
on.
It's a Rogue. Sorry. Rogue.
No, Deschutes, Rogue. Yeah. I'd rather see Rogue than Deschutes. That's all I'm saying.
Voodoo You're donuts. A rogue.
You're a rogue. 3BZ made the in the latest episode, episode 69, they had Mike Sardino. On.
They did.
My boy Mike.
Did you say 69?
At the 20 around the 26 minute mark of episode 69, they ask Mike, you know, to basically to make a comment about the Perfect Four, and Mike says they'll never get me to come to Fresno. Damn he made him. That statement.
He sure did.
I think he's joking. I think he's coming. I can see it.
I think he's jealous.
He's jealous what yeah. we got.
We got all this great beer.
Mm-hmm.
He has to come to Tioga someday. That's in Fresno. One day.
Guess what? It's in Fresno. Heart of the Valley.
That's right.
You know what I've been noticing lately that's been annoying is on Facebook group pages, craft beer group pages, where people will... They'll post a picture of like a row of taps or a beer at some place, but in the picture you can't tell, and in their post they make no reference to where they're at or anything. And like this happens all the time. They'll just be like all these taps, and they'll be like, "Yep, having some lunch," and there'll be nothing. There'll be no reference to where they're at, and you're just like, "Where the fuck is this? What?"
Yeah,
and they're just like, "Oh." And then finally, somebody has to say, "Where the hell are you? Where the hell is this? Oh, it's a blah blah blah."
Oh, you don't know?
Like, stop! If you're gonna post in a group and you're gonna like brag about, look at all this, tell us where you're at. Damn it! It's annoying. It's my pet peeve.
So we could take the Family Guy reference. What really grinds my grain?
Yep, grinds my gears.
What grinds my grains? What grinds your grains, Mikey?
Or if we were in Dorktown, that would be a high horse.
Get off your high horse.
Get off your high horse. So there. Culture. You guys got any more culture?
No. I'm just looking at how your cell phone case is now a cracker holder.
Yep. It is my cell phone case as a cracker holder. It is
the buffer between the germs on the table and his crackers.
Yeah. We don't want to touch the table. We need a new beer. Who wants a volunteer to go to the fridge and pick out a beer?
Nose goes.
Oh, Matt said he wants to go.
Said nose goes.
Nose goes is I'm not a style, sir.
Now you guys have to say stuff.
So. Wow. It got awkwardly quiet.
Since
we're talking about out-of-town podcasts, SD Beer Talk also podcasted this week, and Tommy from 3BZine shows up on SD Beer Talk's podcast because they're all hanging out in the goddamn San Diego Beer Week.
Yes, I heard that festivals. One, too. That was nice.
Sons of bitches. Laugh it up.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Screw you guys and your beer week.
I know.
Whatever. We're going to have a beer week. Don't you worry.
Yeah, 2016.
So what I'm saying is somebody else needs to start a Fresno podcast about beer, and then we could show up and crash their podcast.
Crash it.
Mm. And suddenly things got better.
Let's see if... Damn it! So many fucking problems with the Isle of Gold lately.
Isle of Gold!
Everyone, let's wait. It's going to happen.
I love gold.
Yay! New beer. First new beer of the episode. I just bought this tonight at Fig Tree. McKellar Vanilla Sky. He hadn't even had it out yet.
McKellar.
He just had it stacked off to the side. And he busted it out of the case, came up with a price for me. It's an IPA brewed with vanilla beans. McKellar Vanilla Sky. Get ready.
Ooh. What's going on here?
That's unfiltered, sir. It says right on the bottle. Stop!
Read this. He's looking into the unicorn bottle.
I had to check it out. We've been pouring too aggressively.
There we go. McKellar now. The McKellar Vanilla Sky going around the table. Got a nice powder blue label.
Mm-hmm. Love the name, too. Vanilla Sky.
Hmm. Whoa, this is like
Kind of looks like an elephant's butthole.
It's like a cat litter smell.
Cat. Oh, great. And we're pouring and sipping and pouring.
I'm pouring and sipping.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, Lord. Dirty diapers.
Oh, that's what it is.
Damn you, McKellar.
Smells like Bigfoot's dick.
Interesting. Interesting. What is that reference from? I don't know.
Anchorman.
Oh, okay.
60% of the time, it works all the time.
Wow. I do not like the aroma.
I'm getting bitterness. I'm not getting the vanilla. It's in there, but it's very hidden.
Yeah, there's extract, it feels like.
Brewed with vanilla
it's extract.
Beans.
I'm getting extract.
Oh, it says vanilla beans right on the label.
Nope. Getting extract.
Extract.
You're lying.
But it's bottled by McKellar. They don't lie.
You know what? Whatever.
Vanilla Scott. Yeah. IPA.
Well, I got it. IPA we tried it.
that's all we got to say about that.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that. So I guess since we're done with culture, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We're done with culture. We open a new beer. That's time for voicemails.
Mm.
Let's see if that works. All the things that are not working on this episode. How's everyone doing? All right.
Sounds good.
We're all doing good.
Lovely.
Good.
Kind of wish we had tacos, but
we only had tacos.
It's kind of an ongoing thing.
It's just yeah. When are we gonna get? When is our taco assistant gonna come through? Like a permanent taco. That's when we
like
know,
our apps. They don't work either.
That's when we'll know we've made it. When our apps work and we have a taco assistant. 559-492-0542 is our voicemail line. We enjoy listening to you, the perfect poor listener. Saying stuff about stuff in your beer world. What your beer week was like, what the week in beer was like for you. Like this person here.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm driving.
It's gotta be.
Random stranger.
Hey, I heard you guys mention the homework series on the last show.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
That's point.
You mentioned how freaking awesome that porter is. Like, oh,
it's good.
That was like the best porter I've ever had in my life. And I'm a porter guy. I am. Yeah, I picked up a bomber of it from Maroa, but I had it on tap at DOS. And I was like, wowzers. I mean, seriously, I went wowzers in my trousers.
Wow.
Whoa.
He got a wowza.
So, yeah, we all know that Founders is invading Fresno.
Yes.
And everybody just raided KBS. I mean, I was at DOS when they...
Really?
When they had that freaking thing on Wednesday. And I was talking to the guy who was at the bar. I turned around and... It's all gone.
Oh boy, Skip.
People came in behind me while I was having
what?
A beer.
What?
Talking to the guy,
what?
Beer server guy, and they bought all of it. It was freaking gone.
Hey, beer server guy, amazing. Come over here.
Jesus. I find it hard to believe that
how dare they do that to Scotty B.
Stuck to that two per customer limit because it was freaking gone. It wasn't that
many.
But anyway, you know what? I'm not going to be bitter about it.
You
I'm
should
not going to be as bitter as a 5-ounce hop edition of 18% alpha acid in a 2-gallon batch, that which is like thousands of IBUs.
You talking brewer talk.
Like you know what? I don't like when people gotta be like that. You know what I mean? Sounds like one of those internet memes. Be like. People be like. Well, anyway, keep it the great work, and make sure you have some of that homework series. Number 6, the border. I'm driving!
Yeah!
Woo! Woo! So something he didn't mention But yes, it is a good beer. Yes, he did like it. But they put a little tag on top of the beer, and the tag actually gives you the recipe of how to brew that actual beer in a 5-gallon format.
Whoa.
So that's
what the homework
series is about? Yeah. So they're like, you should like this beer, and here's how you could brew 5 gallons of it at home. Here's the recipe formatted to the 5 gallons. And I figured people like Scotty might actually like that because he'd be like, well, fuck, I could brew this at home.
Yeah. And if you happen to live in San Diego, Ballast Point conveniently has a homebrew mart that sells all the stuff you need.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just a big marketing scheme for their homebrew fucking shit.
Yeah, it is kind of convenient.
convenient. But
still, I mean, if you have a bunch of homebrewers and mm-hmm. if they're going to brew a porter, that's probably a good porter for them to brew.
So, yeah.
Versus Mr. Beer Kit number 5 porter.
I saw you buy that one. I saw you buy that one, beer brewer.
Oh, yeah, I did. And I drank it. It did not make the podcast. So yeah. Sorry.
Was it as good as Scotty B's saying?
It was good. It wasn't vanilla, wasn't chocolate, wasn't coffee, wasn't coconut, it was nothing. It was just a straight up porter and it was beautiful.
Wow. Nothing, bitch.
Why is Nick not had it? That's what I'm
like. I had it.
Oh, we'll wait for your Ben Cott.
I'm saving it for Ben Cott.
All right, let's wait. Later on we're gonna hear from Nick on that. But we still got voicemail.
That's my rat foot, dollar.
Wow.
And you know, Scotty will be doing a movie quote. For those who haven't been listening the past few weeks, Matt came up with you say a movie quote, and then we'll match it to a style of beer. And
let's get one more on that.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar. I don't know where that's, what's that from?
I don't know. I've heard it before.
Listener, fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank. But the beer style is...
This is when I wish we had a chat room.
Triple dry hop American light lager.
Mm. Triple dry hop American light lager. I'll buy that for a dollar. Triple dry hop American light
lager. All right.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
You lucky punk.
Hmm.
I think that's got to be something high in alcohol.
Yeah.
Probably high in alcohol.
High in alcohol.
Whiskey barreled.
Old ale. 14% whiskey barreled old ale.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got to be it's a challenge to drink.
It's a shit-kicking beer.
Ask yourself one question. Feeling lucky, punk.
What do you?
Feeling lucky, punk. Oh, some more voicemails.
Hey, guys.
Paul in Fairfax. Yes.
And I'm showering.
Oh, no, he's in the shower.
I haven't called you from the shower in a while. So
this is dangerous.
I'm gonna crack open a beer and
be careful.
Give you a call. Hey, so the other day I'm in the market looking at the beer selection.
Mm-hmm. I wonder where his phone is.
Time, as I often do. Another guy comes up and we're both standing there staring at every single beer, taking a really long time.
Yes.
After about like 10 minutes.
Not long
this
enough.
This guy finally reaches down and settles on a 12-pack of Pabst. What the fuck? Were you debating between like a $15 barrel-aged stout and PBR? Anyway, so PBR makes me think of. So I got a call from a friend, and he was talking. He lives up in Portland. And he was talking about some tap house that he recently went to where
whatever.
They had like 100 beers on tap, and
yeah.
But it was totally annoying because it was full of hipsters.
Every place in Portland is.
About 15 years ago.
Oh, so he's in Portland.
Hipsters did not like craft beer. They were totally into PBR.
Yep.
It was like they were anti-quality or something. But anyway, I
hate quality.
I kind of am convinced.
Oh, you like quality?
And I think hipsters all over the place back then were into PBR. It was kind of a hipster beer. I don't know why, but I
It's cheap.
You guys started doing the movie quote. Now I'm convinced that it has something to do with the scene in Blue Velvet where Dennis Hopper says to Kyle MacLachlan's character,
yes.
Hey, fuck, what's your favorite beer, fuck? And Kyle MacLachlan says, Heineken. And Dennis Hopper says, Heineken, fuck that shit.
Blue Ribbon. Pops, Blue Ribbon.
I may or may not be right, but since that was such a cult movie,
yep.
It only stands to reason that hipsters would start drinking a beer just based on that.
It's possible.
But anyway, good to see that hipsters in Portland now have come to their senses and they're drinking decent beer. All right, guys, I'm going to get back to showering here, and I'll
all right.
Take care.
Soap, get soapy everywhere. Yeah. Get all the soap.
Don't forget to soap your beehole. That's important.
Okay, explain I love this that. To me.
No, in Blue Velvet.
Velvet? I totally missed the boat.
He's all, Heineken, fuck that shit! Pass Blue Ribbon! It's the damn best it. Quote
okay.
ever.
I know this is a movie tangent right here, but so my wife and I were talking. We were totally convinced that the Coen brothers reinvented the hipsters, but I might have to check out this Blue Velvet because...
The Coen brothers drink past women in the Coen brothers movie?
No, but if you look at everything that's going on, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou had all that stuff in it long before everybody was doing it.
Okay.
So we were like, oh, that's where they got
history. The music and the beards.
Yeah.
Then the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Hey. We'd like to sing into your can.
That's the Soggy Bottom Boys. One more voicemail, 559-492-0542. I've been there. Scotty B beer to open
Hello,
up.
Hello, it's Kelly.
Kelly.
No way.
Hey. So I'm really digging this whole beer quote.
Who is it?
Sorry, movie quote.
Look what you did, beer.
name for
beer quote.
Beers.
Beer quote
and,
segment.
Like shows too. So I've got some. And I picked a few that I want to start. Style with because that's just I do what I want.
But it's that you guys dude, I won't.
Too. Oh well.
So, all right, here we go. There's gonna be a couple of mine with my style, and then I've got like four for you guys to style from.
Wow, we got a lot of work to do, guys.
All right,
let's get ready.
I'm getting better. Yeah, it's a barely stout. I would think
those do make me better.
And then
getting better.
So the next one's on your father.
Bring out your dad.
And so like a parody of not your father's root beer, but this one's an actual root beer. Yeah, I thought it was cool. You might not. It's fine. So here are the four that you need to think of a style to go with.
The okay.
One is
let's get right.
Easy, but whatever. Winter is coming.
Yep. Game of Thrones.
Okay. Spiced out.
Spiced stout.
Number two. Shiny.
Shiny.
All right. Number three.
Mm. Golden ale.
You can't
golden. Golden ale. Oh wait. What was it?
And damn it. Shiny.
Nah. Golden ale.
Golden ale.
All right. Number three. You can't. Sit with
us. You can't sit with us.
Chili Pepper Red.
Chili Pepper. That's probably from
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. I'm assuming.
Mm.
Chili Pepper
chili
Red.
Chili Pepper Red.
A red chili pepper ale. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Hmm.
A red beer with chili peppers.
You can't sit with us. Yeah.
You won't be sitting on anything after I can a red see, chili
yeah,
pepper.
Because I can see it alienates some people. So that makes sense.
It's like a bitch slap to the face.
And last one, I know Kung Fu. All right.
I know.
Hope you dig it. Hopefully you can actually hear me this time.
Yeah. I know Kung Fu. What is it? It's black. Black ale.
Spicy black ale.
Spicy black ale. And
chili
it's
a chili Schwartz. There
it's got go. Teriyaki notes.
Ooh. Teriyaki chili Schwartz beer. There you go. That's what it is.
Wow.
Wow. That is an interesting beer.
That's one hell of a beer.
Because Freaking every time I call you guys, it's
what?
Just like my phone's a total sad.
Can't hear you.
I just got a new phone.
What's she saying? I can't hear.
She went out and bought a new phone.
Whatever.
Just for us.
Also, I'm drinking a Death by Coconut by right now, and it's mostly amazing.
Mostly amazing?
I was really digging it. And now that I'm about halfway through, I kind of regret checking in on Untapped.
Oh, no.
Like, it was straight up.
Revise your check-in.
Mounds all over my mouth. And now I'm getting more of, like, nutty, licorice flavors.
That's what she said.
It's all right. But it's not phenomenal.
Literally.
We're still talking about beer, right?
I'd give it, like, a solid 3.8. So
that's not even a real rating.
Yeah, you guys found that off of
Kali, that's not a real rating.
The podcast, you guys should do that. But the 4-pack's pretty pricey. So damn, I spent a lot.
Well, we're out then.
All right, guys. Well, toodles. Have a podcast.
Thank you, Kelly. And she's driving. Oh no, wait, that's Skype.
She was drinking.
It's true.
Kelly.
The Maui Brewings? Is it Big Wave or Big Swell?
Big Swell.
But their IPA, it's like $6.99 for a 6-pack, but the coconut porter is $9.99 for a 4-pack.
Mm.
I get what she's saying. The coconut 4-packs are getting pretty pricey. Yeah,
and there's a lot of buzz about that.
That Death by Coconut, I was going to mention that. Like, you guys have not had that, right?
I've had it once before.
Oh, yeah, once.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet to even try it. Is it in town yet?
Seems like I've seen it.
It was an out-of-town buy. Either somebody brought it or I bought it.
Yeah, so
I
want to
say
the
Ford had it, but I cannot. Don't quote me. I don't know for sure. But I see it on social medias a lot.
Yeah, it seems to be the new thing.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, being in L.A., she can get it. Because she can get it.
What evs?
Whatever, Kelly.
So, since we're done with voicemails, right?
Yes, we are.
So, I have two movie and or TV quotes
for
you guys.
God.
So, I'm going to go in reverse order. I'll go for the second one first.
Okay.
And it is Lips and Assholes.
Where the hell is that from?
That's from Great Outdoors. Hot dogs are nothing but lips and assholes.
Wow.
So what beer style is Lips and Assholes? Yeah. I wanted you guys to think about this one.
It's
adjunct lager.
Yep, so, lager. Definitely. I was thinking lager.
All right, so it's a lager.
Definitely lager.
Yeah.
It's a
barbecue beer.
It's like Heineken. It's purposely skunked.
A skunked lager.
Skunked lager.
And then, sorry, my name's not Grumpy McGrumperson. It's Steve. That's from Aziz Ansari's new TV show called Master of None.
Wow, that's niche, bro. Wow.
So, but yeah, sorry, my name's not Grumpy McGrumperson. It's Steve. What would that beer be? It's coming from Portland, Oregon. So
trick question. That's a vodka.
You're trying to fool us. That's a vodka drink, isn't it? It's a beer cocktail.
Beer mosa.
It is a cocktail made with a pilsner.
Okay.
And pilsner vodka.
Those are the only two ingredients you need, right?
Yeah.
it's like a
Greyhound, but with a Pilsner beer, a PBR in it.
All right.
So
there it is.
All right. I promised a new Scotty beer.
Scotty
B. Brewing beer.
Beer.
I love gold.
That is a new beer. It's another one from Scotty B. You can never get this.
Yes, you will never have it.
Whoa. It is his Black Belgian IPA.
Is this beer Batman?
And now going around the table.
I am dark as night.
I have Batman. My own glass.
It's like a brown black, too. Yeah, just so you know.
Batman is all black.
Hmm.
Oops, I used my big glass. I think Mikey's already forgotten it's a Belgian.
I'm trying.
I'm trying.
I got a little bit of a, I got that little alcohol tingle. You know, when you drink something just at the right time, yes, you get that tingle. Does mm-hmm. anyone else get that? And then does that happen to anyone else?
It happens, but right now I'm working on foam.
I got that tingle. I
poured too hard, bro.
It's like, it's that weird, you can't, it's hard to acquire the tingle, but it's just when you drink it just the right amount of alcohol, you get that tingle, and I got that right now. You got
to pull in the right amount of air as you're drinking.
Yeah, I think it is. It's something like that. So you gave me a tingle, Scotty B.
Ooh.
I got Scott Tingley from a Scotty B beer. This is delicious. Even with the Belgian. The Belgian's not very prominent.
Belgian Black IPA from Scotty B. Brewer.
It's makes me want to go to Costco and get a Polish.
I thought you were going to say free samples, but Polish dogs work too.
Get a hot dog.
It's time for Been Caught Drinking. Been Caught Drinking when I was five. That's where that's from. It's just like a playoff of Been Caught Stealing. And I went on, I've been always wanting to have that little riff for the bumper, but I don't want to use the actual Been Caught Stealing song. So I was like, oh, there's got to be a metal version of Been Caught Stealing. Cannot find a metal version of Been Caught Stealing to save my life.
You're going to have to fire up the
Fender. Yeah, I was thinking of that. I was like, Nick and I are going to have to make our own.
Knock one out.
Dun, 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 dun. So that's in the works.
One of these days.
So I will just go ahead and go
drink it.
Begin the Been Caught Drinking.
Hey, Mikey, why don't you kick this off for us?
Yorktown on Untappd. If you'd like to friend me on Untappd, I would like that. I use Untappd as much as possible, usually late at night in the West Coast. So there isn't a whole lot of us up, it seems like, on the Untappd when I'm doing it. But it was like the same kind of group, which is cool. But I was caught drinking a Mosaic session ale from Carl Strauss.
Who catches you?
Kelly. Do Alpine Beer Company's Duet Green Flash. This is my first Green Flash duet, I believe.
Hmm. Oh, you're a liar. Ooh. You know every duet you've had at Yard House has been a Green Flash.
Oh, you're probably right, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. My first bottled duet from Green Flash.
All right.
I had that during the last Dorktown, Bells, and Bells decided that he thought it was overhyped. And I was like, but Bells thinks everything's overhyped.
No, so, I'm just going to not like this beer. My name is Bells.
Had a Buku, Mother Earth Brewing IPA.
Mm.
Had a Panic from Track 7.
Were these all in the same night?
No. This is over the past week of drinking.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask, did one stand out?
They might have actually been in the same night. I don't know.
I was just wondering if one stood out over the other, but if they weren't in the same night, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's tough, huh? Man, that's a good question. And I had a Double Dragon from House of Pendragon. They had a Eureka Burger. Ooh. But I was really open for the Lancelot IPA.
Mm.
All they had was the Double Dragon, which was fine.
I guess.
But I was like, I guess I'll have the Double Dragon. Yeah. But I was looking for the Lancelot.
I'll just get the Rogue Hazelnut then.
Yeah. I'll be in the back drinking with the hobo in the alley.
Yeah. All right. You don't have the Lancelot. Then I'm going to have to go.
Just be in the back.
Last I checked, we were in America.
This is America where I can get whatever IPA I want to get. Well, damn you, Eureka Burger. You
expect me to wash dishes
This is a socialist restaurant. Everyone leave. What were you guys caught drinking? Bearded Brewer.
I was just clearing out the fridge. So I finished my Born yesterday's, and they actually started to separate the some of the, they're so fresh and so unfiltered that some of the sediment actually started to separate from the beer. It was no longer suspended. That was kind of cool. Finished off the Panics. Those I had to take a two different sittings on those. For some reason, hoppy beers are kind of falling off for me. I guess because Fresno's actually getting cold and rainy. That I might actually enjoy, you know, since I'm not going to be wearing shorts on Thanksgiving. And then I opened up a Tecumseh, so personal beer fest for myself.
Whee!
And then I shared a Maiden Voyage, which is one of my favorite mission beers right now, which is an Imperial Berliner Weiss with cherries. That's what I've been caught drinking.
Boom. Hello?
Nick?
Wow, it's weird. I can't hear Mikey, but I can hear him at the same time. There is no unicorn emoji, FYI. So, let's see what Untappd says I've been drinking. Let's see how much of a liar this motherfucker is. Oh, yes. Why, thank you, Untappd. I forgot. I finally made it down to Mad Duck Craft Beer Brewery and Burger House.
You did. You finally got into Mad Duck.
Finally made it down there.
Nice. Nice.
And the beer of choice for the evening was their Almond Brown.
It was there? It was Mad Duck's?
Yeah, Mad Duck's Almond House Brown. Beer, Almond Brown. Really, really good.
You liked it, huh?
I did.
Brown guy.
Well, the other choice for me was the Oatmeal Stout, and I heard it was just okay. I didn't hear too many great things about it. So I went for the Almond Brown, and Almond Brown was really good. Also had the Shrimp Poor Boy, which I also recommend.
Recoing that. That paired well with
The Almond Brown.
Almond Brown. All right.
Like a sandwich?
It is. It's in a baguette.
No, it's a baguette.
It's a baguette with the shrimp and the spicy sauce. It's
that good, actually does sound pretty good.
And if that wasn't cool enough, I got to have a beer with the Scotty B.
What?
At the Goldsteins.
Wow.
Ah, yeah. What is it? Chelsea said that she met you.
Yes, I met the Chelsea. Big fan of Matt's.
Man, well, right. Who isn't? Come on.
Wow.
Look at the guy.
Dare I say, one of the cool bartenders at Goldstein's. Yeah. She was just like, I met your brother.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I tried to get him to take a selfie with me to make you jealous, but I guess that didn't happen.
I totally missed that. If she did, I would have done that.
Oh, you're like, yeah. Oh, wait. Well, this will make Matt selfie? Jealous. I'll do all it. Right. Let's do it.
Let's do this. So, yeah, we were hanging out, and I had a slow roll from the old Track 7.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's a good one.
It was. It was tasting good right off the old draft handle.
Mm-hmm.
On draft. So, after that, I had a hard time making a decision between the Pump Kick from New Belgium and the Salted Caramel.
Ice cream beer. Yeah,
Ben and Jerry's beer. And so she was kind enough to pour me a taster of each, and
aww.
I went for the salted caramel.
All right.
Over the pump kick.
Mm-hmm. And producer Beck is enjoying that one.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's not as in your face as you think it is by the name.
No.
You think, whoa, I'm going to get hit with all this stuff. And it's kind of like, wow, this is pretty mellow.
Yeah, you think it's going to be like just a sugar, mm-hmm. You know, like
right.
Halloween candy.
You think it's going to be hella sweet, yeah. But it's not.
It ends up being really balanced and, mm-hmm. and working really nicely.
Super balanced.
Super. And then I had some beer called Homework Series, hashtag six.
Oh. Mm-mm. So what did you think, Nick?
Oh, deceiving by the name.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe not deceiving. I guess a robust porter is technically just a stout. You know, I mean, I don't know why they don't call it a stout, because it was damn near.
Well, what's the percentage getting in the stout?
7.8?
Yeah, it was higher.
Yeah, I think it was over 7.5.
Yeah, so why not call it a stout?
And just so many flavors in it. It wasn't just a, you know, a simple chocolate porter. It was, I think that has honey in it, honey and vanilla, and lots of chocolate malt, crystal malt, the two-row pale. They, like Matt was saying, they give you the build sheet of the beer so you can take it and brew it yourself after you've had it. And yeah, just really, really good. Easy drinking, but not boring at all. And for it to be a not quite a true ballast point beer, but, you know, they're going to make sure it was damn well right before they ship something out under their name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, little chance of it failing, but damn, it worked really well.
So, little interesting tidbit. I'm glad I'm able to finally work this in here. There recently, Kevin, the brewmaster for Tioga Sequoia, or Brew Honcho, whatever you want to call him.
Brew Honcho.
Brew Honcho.
Can I call him if I see him? Can I say, what's up, Honcho? What's up?
Honcho.
I usually call him K-Dog.
K-Dog, what up, K-Dog?
What's up, K-Dizzle? K-Dog?
Somebody, we were drinking a beer, and it had barley in it, and they were calling it a porter, and he actually got upset. He's all, if I was judging this beer, I would disqualify it because it's improperly labeled.
Yeah.
So, according to Kevin, if you have roasted barley in a dark beer, you better call it a stout. You better not call it a porter, because if he's judging you, he'll disqualify the beer.
This beer's done.
So, I know there's a lot of hearsay. Are they the same? Are they different? Here, that. Boom. Kevin Cox says, if you have roasted barley, you should call it a stout.
If your barley's going to roast, that is a stout.
If there's no roasted barley in there, you can call it a porter.
Boom. Just been decided.
There it is.
We have decided it.
Kevin has decided it. Wish I had the tag with me so I could see if there was roasted barley.
Is there actually roasted barley in it?
So, yeah, I thought that was a little interesting tidbit because I know a lot of people ask to separate them, and some people are like, "Oh, I only like stouts." Well, unless you really like
stouts,
unless you really like roasted barley, you're probably full of shit. But
all right,
all right,
bang, caught, Regan.
Yeah,
all right,
that's it,
Regan. Looking out for what beers are we looking out for?
Boom.
Right now, waiting in Fresno to come to Fresno, come to this show. Okay, this was one I was thought I was gonna get this week. As it's popping up in town, it's popping up everywhere, but I did not, and I'm sorry, but not sorry. Stone's Sorry Not Sorry IPA collab with Four Hands and Bale Breaker. I don't know what that is. Who or what that is. But Bale Breaker I don't know. It's an IPA. I have no idea if it's good or not.
Don't know, don't care.
It's in town, doesn't matter. We need to have it. So hopefully next week we'll have it. Because it's in town. We can get it. Not that hard. Double Mountain, my favorite Oregon brewer. From Hood River, Double Mountain. Killer Green Fresh Hop IPA. It's in a bottle. I've seen bottles of it out in social medias. So I wanted
is this
to have
first
it
for them.
I keep no. They have bottles.
They have bottles. Okay.
I keep, but every time I see them on Instagram, I usually will leave a comment like, "Please come down to Fresno, Double Mountain." They make it into Northern California, but not. They don't go any further south than the NorCal. So
damn it.
Well, we were talking about Noble Ale Works, the I Love It IPA. I'm still looking out for that one. Hopefully next week we'll have that one. And that's what I am looking out for at the moment. Anything you guys are looking out for?
Just a couple. Right now I'm kind of in a not buying beer phase. So even though things are available, I'm just kind of hoping that they show up on my doorstep. So what I'm looking out for,
what we hope for,
is I saw that the Left Hand Nitro, Nitro Milk Stout showed up.
Uh-huh.
I wish a four pack of that was on my doorstep. From the Drake's, the Jolly Roger. I wish I had a couple of those bottles chilling in my fridge. Ooh, huh. And then the Barrel Works, Firestone, the Agrestic, I believe is the newest.
Yeah, the Agrestic.
I wish I had a couple bottles of that. And I know that one's not going to be cheap, but
you can do it. Come on. Hit on that. Well, we have one of those beers in the fridge.
What?
Damn. We can just sit on it, or we can open it now, or we can open the one I have in front of me. I don't know. I don't care. Don't care.
Craft beer problems.
Craft beer problems. Oof. Mini
dog breath. Not good.
Jovi, the studio dog, is going around getting attention, and he does have bad dog breath. That's just his trademark, yo.
Hey, I'm going to breathe on you.
That's what he does. And that was a nothing sounding opening because I didn't take the tape off. I love gold.
We do it all here.
New beer entering the table. Another one from the Beer with Friends podcast because it was an endless package they sent us. Central Waters Brewing Company's Brewer's Reserve Bourbon Barrel Stout. More bourbon barreling. Oh, yeah. This is just like a show for you guys. Not,
bring it.
I hate this show.
Bourbon barrels and bourbon barrels and bourbon barrels and bourbon barrels and bourbon barrels.
Episode 122. I hate this show.
I hate it.
Do you even barrel, bro?
Do you even barrel, bro? Do you even try barrel, bro?
Every day.
Has this beer been in a barrel at any point? No, actually, it's just in a fermenter in a bright tank. Oh.
It's in an old used tire out back.
Oh, really? I remember when I used to brew my beer like that when I was 15.
The Double Barrel Podcast. There's your hashtag.
Double Barrel. We're having a beer podcast network, and that's one of the shows. It's just all barrel beers. You could do it. Get away with
no,
it.
No, there will be no survivors.
You would die alone and
in the fetal position.
In the fetal position.
Shivering.
There's no way any woman's going to stay with you through all that. Wow, I'm getting that same. It's that same one we got earlier from the other Central Waters, the Scotch Ale.
I'm
getting that
don't
same
change.
Barrel. I think they're in that same barrel.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Oh, so 2014, so it's at least a year aged.
I knew that. I could taste it.
Yeah, I could taste it. I'd say I'd say 14 months, but okay, a year. Okay.
Malt beverage aged in used oak bourbon barrels. It's good.
It's nice. Nice beer.
Nice beer. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Yes,
I like it.
Same thing to me. Not over carbonated. It is stouty, like an oatmeal stout to me. It's like I'm having an oatmeal cookie, not necessarily. And like, yeah, like an oatmeal chocolate chip cookie. It's kind of what I'm sipping on right now.
Wow,
I like it.
The worst kind of oatmeal cookie.
Is it a Mother's with the icing?
You'd rather have raisin.
Hell
you?
Yeah,
mother. Fuck raisin? Your raisins. Oatmeal chocolate chip.
I love raisins. We're the raisin capital of the world. I'm not going to disparage raisins. Raisin and salad is amazing. I love raisin salad.
I'd rather have craisins in my salad.
But I disagree with that. I'd rather have raisins. But I do not like raisins in my cookies.
Hell yeah.
No, wow.
Oatmeal raisin cookies are the best cookies
in
the history of the world.
Better than chocolate chip oatmeal?
Better than chocolate chip and oatmeal should not exist.
Well, it does, dude.
But they're amazing.
Somebody screwed that up and got it wrong.
Chocolate chip oatmeal is the only time if somebody sneaks a little bit of cinnamon, I'm not entirely
you don't
upset.
Freak out.
I don't freak out.
Oh, my God, what is this?
Overly spiced cookies.
I don't want to be admitted into the psych ward, but I've almost wondered what the chocolate chip cookie dough would taste like without chocolate chips. It was just straight cookie dough. But nobody makes it, and there's no recipe for it. They always say, and add the chocolate chips or die.
Or die.
But it's a good cookie dough. I kind of, you know, I kind of want to know what that tastes like, but it just doesn't exist, and it shouldn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Just food for thought.
Yeah.
There it is.
Interesting way to think of it.
Yeah. Cookie dough is pretty amazing.
Cookie dough is damn awesome. It's cookie dough beer.
Not a beer that has been done yet, huh?
Somebody, I think I've heard of that Tiny once.
Sequoia has cookies and cream.
Where?
It'll be coming up.
Okay. Where the hell is it? It's milk stout season. There is a rare one off you guys are doing that we didn't have this week because of Osmosis. Osmosis 200th episode, they get a rare Tioga beer.
Yep.
Part 4, we don't get it.
No, we get nothing.
We get nothing. No respect. No respect, I tell you.
That's just me being lazy. I probably could. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of my own boss. I probably could sneak us all kinds of crazy beer. But
I'm kind of a big deal.
We like House of Pendragon better.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay, if he says so. Cheers! Let's give out some cheers to some listeners and things that we like from the Perfect Pour.
The ting ting.
What do you got? You have Nick.
Hello.
Let's hear some cheers.
Cheers to Untapped Friends, Snout to Stout.
Snout to Stout.
Snout to Stout. Tyler Shoelaces.
I'm gonna be friends with Snout to Stout now.
Are you?
About, you don't get to have all the Untapped friends.
How about Tyler Shoelaces?
Tyler Shoelaces.
And Mr.
Tioga Shoelaces. Chacho? Chowchilla?
Mr. Muchacho.
Muchacho.
Those are some Untapper friends that have found me, the Nick 80.
The Nick 80. Find him on Untapped.
You find now. You do now.
Bearded Brewer?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any cheers?
Just two. Cheers to everybody that is SD Beer Talk. They had 9 beer Tioga Sequoia review.
Yeah, and Greg and Brian.
It started out a bit.
It started out rough.
I was being dragged over the coals a little bit. Yeah. They love me, but
they felt like all the IPAs were old or something.
So yes, in the beginning they did kind of say, "Oh, these beers are old. There's no date code." But I know that they weren't relatively old. They weren't relatively badly kept. And the further that they went into the podcast, they kind of deciphered that a lot of the beers had the same characteristic, which was a kind of a mint flavor they were picking up. And so they were saying, well, maybe it's a way they filter their water. Maybe it's a yeast they use. Maybe a certain crop of hops that they get have a certain ester to them.
Okay.
So they weren't necessarily saying that the beers were bad or the beers were old, or they kind of figured out that we have a theme. And I still need to get the episode to Kevin, the big brewer. I want him to listen to it and kind of see, decipher their thoughts. Cause you know, they were all over the board as far as experience or palates or knowledge. So, I mean, I felt like it was a well-rounded group of people. So, and you know, and I even told him, is there anything that they could be picking up mint? And he was the same thing. And he's just like, our water is completely different from their water. And he was just like, picked out 2 or 3 things. And he's all from San Diego to here, 2 different territories. They could have just been picking up something geographical.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So, it was interesting to hear what they had to say, what they liked, what they didn't like. They, you know, but they drank them all. So there we go.
Well, yeah, they start the non pale stuff. They started going crazy for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then also cheers out to my work, Tioga.
Tioga's
the triple dry hop Simcoe. It's pretty damn bee's knees.
The bee's knees popular.
Mm-hmm.
Get a growler of that?
Get a growler, get a bottle.
Bottles still? How many bottles do you have left, you think?
I don't have many, but rumor has it that we'll get 2 batches of it. So,
ooh, another batch.
Mm-hmm.
Get down to the Tioga Beer Garden.
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah, come on down.
Come on down. Cheers.
What
about you? Ooh. At Anello Grande, at _ craft beer, whomever is doing the founders Twitter, they actually interacted with us on Twitter.
What?
So to have a major beer company actual person interacting with you is kind of cool, and not many major companies with the Twitter actually interact with you and sound like a person. So cheers to whoever's doing the founders Twitter. And cheers. I've not listened to one episode of this podcast, but this cheers to its name. I don't even know what it's about. I think it's about bros. It's like a bro culture. It's called Bro, You Got a Podcast?
Yes.
So cheers to just the name of the podcast. No idea what it's like. I'm sure I'll listen to it at some point, but Bro, You Got a Podcast? Gotta check it out. Cheers to Dave Renteria.
Yeah.
Cheers of the biggest to our patrons.
Uh-oh.
Cheers, patrons. Thank you. They're just all just hanging out and being cool. That's what they're doing.
Hell yeah.
All right. If you would like to donate to the show like our patrons do, patreon.com/perfectpour, or go to perfectpourpod.com and look for a link to go over the patron. Or you can check our show notes for every episode if you're listening in iTunes.
Your show notes.
Or some other apps. Stitcher, the links don't pop up where you can just click them, but most other apps they do. And so cheers to all our patrons who make it a lot easier on the pocketbook for us to podcast. So very much appreciate that. You don't even know, man.
You don't even know.
So, yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Perfect Pour. PerfectPourPod.com is where all the info is. If you could talk about us with your fellow beer geeks and get us up there.
Tell us with your friend's mother.
On iTunes, whatever, man. Just whatever thing you can do for us as a podcast to help us out. We'd appreciate it. And have a great week in beering. Have a great craft beer week. Enjoy hanging out with your beer. And we'll be back again next week to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, only with different beers. All right. Always. Sunburns, play music. Stay tough.
Words.
Words. Things.
Cheers.
Music. Notes.
Dare, 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 dare. Meow, meow, meow.